About 400 people and volunteers from NWACP and other community organizations marched from Bartlett Park to Campbell Park to honor the 8-year-old Paris Whitehead Hamilton, killed during a gang dispute 3 weeks ago. The president of the NWACP's St. Petersburg chapter, Ray Tampa, through a bullhorn, told the crowd that they were marching for all the victims of violence in the city.
And this march today is an effort to bring a heightened awareness to the fact that this community is tired of the senseless killings, the senseless violence that's been going on. Enough is enough.
Tampa says that Whitehead Hamilton's death was a wake-up call for the community to mobilize against the crimes committed in their neighborhood.
The Paris Hamilton killing, as tragic as it was, we just can't accept that, as we can't accept what's happened to so many others in our community.
Shanita William Joseph is Whitehead Hamilton's aunt, and she's marching and carries a sign saying, "Stop the madness." She says that despite the community support, she now lives in fear.
Because I lost a loved one, I lost my home. I'm afraid, I'm scared, but I got faith. I'm gonna keep moving.
She says her niece's death changed her life because she will do everything to combat violence in her neighborhood.
She died, but I'm walking for her and save someone else, child, for dying. We're gonna stop the violence, we're gonna stop the gang violence, we're gonna try to do everything we can to save little kids' life for dying.
Reverend and founder of the New Beginning West Coast Center and vice president of the St. Petersburg chapter of NWACP, Charles McKenzie Jr., marches in the first row. He says this event is an outgrowth of the indignation of the community, but this time the community is working together for a solution.
We're here to provide resources and people through exchange of by way of conversation, through cards and that kind of thing, to help build a network of community people who will help us to facilitate a breakthrough with this dilemma concerning our young people and violence.
St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker, who participated in the march, says that Crime Watch, Citizen Patrol, the neighborhood associations, the city, the police department, and other organizations created a safe city, but there is more work to be done.
When you have an act of violence like we had in our community, when a little girl gets shot and people want to come together, I'm going to join them. I think it's a great thing. They're standing up, they're saying enough of the violence. We're going to turn in people that are committing crimes in our city. We're going to turn in people that are illegally using guns in our community.
Mayor Baker announced tough measures taken to combat illegal guns in Midtown.
Yesterday we announced the reward, the bounty that we're going to give for people turning in folks illegally using guns. We're going to go after them, but I'm going to stand with this community as they stand against violence.
Police Chief Chuck Herman says that through the new gun bounty program, police will pay $1,500 reward for tips leading to assault weapon and $1,000 for tips leading to other firearms to anyone who calls the Crime Stoppers of Pinellas County hotline at 1-800-873-8477.
The reason that we started our gun bounty program, which I'm going to explain in just a minute, is because for the first time I've seen as chief, our community come together like never before. And I'm optimistic that we will stay together. It won't take another person's life to bring us back to this place. Your name is never going to get asked. I don't care. As I mentioned yesterday, I don't care if it's another gang member turning in another gang member. As long as I can get a gun off the street and somebody that's carrying it illegally in jail, that's where they belong.
Harmon says that gunfights are a universal problem. The bounty program in Midtown may benefit other neighborhoods too.
And this gun bounty program, some may ask, well, it applies in St. Pete, but I tell you, in Midtown is not the only place that I'm worried about people carrying guns. It's universal in our community. Too many young people of all races, all creeds, all colors, all backgrounds are settling disputes with handguns and assault rifles. And that's unacceptable.
Tom Tito, a Crime Watch coordinator and vice president of the Bartlett Park Neighborhood Association, has lived in the area most of his life. He says in the 70s, the neighborhood was safe.
In the 80s, crack cocaine came in and the whole neighborhood was transformed. Within a few years, crack dealers had the street corners and people were just silent about it. Call it a code of silence. So it's been 20 years, 25.
Locals have learned to live in fear and remain silent. Domestic violence has permeated the neighborhood.
And people have learned to tolerate it. They know that they're okay in their home, so they don't need to do anything about it. But maybe the child a block away is going to get shot, and they do need to do something about it. But fear, apathy, trauma possibly from all the pain, we've lost so many people in our neighborhood. All these things have built up, and a large march of hundreds of people can shock the neighborhood and get them out of their apathy.
He says that the children in Bartlett Park grow up with crimes, and many of them don't have a role model.
You can do all kinds of great things with children in school and after school, and then if the bus drops them off and they have to walk past a gang, that gang owns them. Some of the kids do resist, and they get scholarships, and they thrive and go to college, but at least half of them don't make it because of this peer pressure.
He says this march will end the local silence and fear and strengthen their cooperation with the police.
In the immediate future, we want to get patrols out to report drug sales and drug buyers. We have a patrol where we drive through the neighborhood, and we're hoping to get a few more folks to help. If we do that several times a week during the peak hours, that alone can shut down the drug house.
Despite similar previous anti-crime protests in the area, this march energized the community to take action. The community will attack the problem at the core, Tito says, and they will clean the drugs off the street. Andrea Lipka, reporting for WMNF.